coming down and saving my old wretched soul from the flames of hell. And oh yeah, and look what the Lord has done. For after he saved my wretched soul, he chose my earthen vessel as an instrument to bear his name before the Gentiles, the kings, and the children of Israel. Hear, Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh yeah, we know that Jesus is the Lord. Yahweh, our Father, who are in heaven. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the grace of God, which you gave us in your Son through the faith, that we were crucified with him. I pray that we would be enriched by his resurrected sinless nature in all utterance and in all knowledge of Christ's sacrifice for us. Even as the testimony of Christ delivered through us is confirmed in us, so that we come short in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom shall also confirm us crucified to the end, that we may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And let all of those that believe and are hid in Christ Jesus by the faith of the cross, let them all say amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. The Bible clearly tells us that blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. Oh, yes, Lord, as usual, I must first give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. For you know we can do nothing separate from him. And oh yeah, we give thanks this morning for the few of you that are tuned in this morning, whether by internet or by radio, for we know that many are called, but a few are chosen. Many shall seek to get into this house of God, this church, but only a few shall find it. And oh yeah, what a wonderful time to be dead and our lives hid with Christ in God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3, he declares. And then also this morning, once again, I give thanks to God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit for bringing me out of the ashes of my words, letting those words pass me by. For I am not the N-word, nor am I a Negro. I am not colored. Nor am I an African-American, but I am an Israelite, a Hebrew Israelite. I'm from the tribe of Judah, the offspring of David. Oh, it's the Lord's doing. Thank you, Jesus. And it's truly marvelous in our eyes. And let them that can hear, hear. And let those that can understand, understand. And as usual, if you have your Bibles, 2 Kings chapter 17, the Holy Spirit will make an attempt once again to pull us out of the darkness of religion and allow us to rest in this great light, this glorious gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ and him crucified. 2 Kings chapter 17 started in verse 34, and the Spirit of the Lord says, "Unto this day they do after the former manners. They fear not the Lord, neither do they after the statutes, or after their ordinance, or after the law and commandments, which the Lord commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel, with whom the Lord had made a covenant, and charged them, saying, ye shall not fear other gods, nor bow yourselves to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them. But the Lord whom brought you up out of the land of Egypt with great power and a stretched out arm, him shall ye fear, and him shall ye worship, and him shall ye do sacrifice. And the statutes and ordinance and the law and the commandments which he wrote for you, ye shall observe to do forevermore. And ye shall not fear other gods. And the covenant that I have made with you, ye shall not forget. Neither shall ye fear other gods. But the Lord your God, him shall ye fear. And he shall deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies. Howbeit, they did not harden, but they did after their former manner. So these nations feared the Lord and served their graven images, both their children and their children's children, as did their fathers, so do they unto this day." Oh, praise the holy name of Jesus. Blessed be to his holy, holy name. Jesus Christ, the Lord our God, the hope of glory, tells us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. The Spirit of the Lord goes on to tell us also in that sixth chapter of Matthew chapter 6, verses 19-21. And Jesus said, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures up on earth, where moth and rust do it corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust do it corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasures is, there will your heart be also." The Spirit of the Lord that is holy and true also tells us in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9, the thing that had been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. We see this in 2 Kings chapter 17, that it is not a new thing, that Israel refused to do what the Lord says. The Spirit of the Lord tells us also in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children." During these 20-some years working this highway ministry, I've heard some clowns say that First of all, there's no such thing as hell. It went on to say in the ignorance that hell is right here on earth. I even heard some of them that are truly crazy and lost their whole mind say that hell is something a white man wrote in the Bible to bring fear upon you. But I beg to differ, because the Bible itself speaks of hell, and the only writings I've discovered that white man had anything to do with was in the book of Luke, and he wrote in Luke chapter 9, led by the Spirit of God, verse 23 and 24, and Jesus said unto them all, if any man come after me, he must first deny himself, pick up his cross daily and follow me. But whosoever will seek to save his life shall lose that, but whosoever shall lose his life for my name's sake, the same shall save it. The Spirit of the Lord is also asking us in 2 Kings, that 17 chapter, verse 40, how be it that they did not harden, but they did after their former manner? And the Bible says, so do they unto this day. The Bible also tells us the Lord appeared unto Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. Solomon's prayer was not for silver gold, not for things, not to have his enemies executed, but his prayer was for the wisdom to lead his people. And Yahweh, the Lord our God, said, if I set up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, oh glory, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 12 through 14 declares. You see, we as the church have been divided. Sunday morning is supposed to be a day where we come together, but it is the most divided day of the week, because we have departed from the unity that is found only through the faith in our death on the cross with Christ. We as the church have strayed from God and have desired the carnal temporal things of the world rather than God's perfect will in the furtherance of God's kingdom, because we have strayed from the message of faith and our death with Christ on the cross. We as the church have become conformed to this world, and we are letting worldliness and covetousness come into our lives by rejecting the message of our death with Christ on the cross and not laying down our lives through this one faith so that Jesus can live in us and do God's will through us. We whom God has chosen to and put into leadership have been intent on pursuing our own successes and establishing our own kingdoms here on earth, because we have rejected God's way of our death with Christ on the cross. We as the church don't believe in the message of our death with Christ on the cross, which have brought about fleshly professionalism and man-centered programs that cause us to lean on our own understanding instead of acknowledging God in all our ways by death of self through the faith in our death with Christ on the cross. We, the church, have looked away while millions of children are murdered, physically and spiritually